we decided to take it downtown. We wanted to try to help bolster the small town business, or the small town feel, and the local businesses. Obviously, we've kind of seen a revitalization of downtown Afton over the last few years, and we really wanted to help that grow. And so last year we moved it downtown, and then this year I feel like we've added a lot of things. We start in the morning with the Freedom Festival Elkhorn 5K, which is what Carrie's here to talk about. But then the Lincoln County Republican Party is putting on a pancake breakfast at 8:30. Star Valley Health's helping us with a 3-on-3 tournament that starts at 9. We'll have bouncy houses and street vendors there from 11 to through the rest of the day, basically. The classic fish scramble will happen at 2:30. But before that, we've got the Tiny Tot Rubber Duck Scramble. So if you have little smaller kids that don't want to get into the big pond with all of the other kids and the fish scramble, there's the Rubber Duck Scramble earlier on. I think the Red Baron has their cruise in on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But what we're really excited about this year is we've added a live stage starting at noon. And we've got tons of local talent that we're really excited about, some of which, a lot of which, have shared your stage between the teen vocalist and coming up with the full vocalist this year. We've got, of course, and then finally at the end of the night, the street dance with the Linfords. But I just wanted to highlight, Kevin Forbush is coming up from Utah. He'll open up our stage, but then the Arbazoos will perform at 12:35. Allie, Bria, and Chloe Jack, Kai Simpkins, Grant Buchanan, Tom Davis, Hallie and Peyton Hokanson. Tom Davis will be doing some cowboy poetry for us.
Oh, he's not going to sing?
And he's not going to sing. I saw him
on the schedule, and I thought, Tom, you're holding out.
Yeah, he's going to do some cowboy poetry for us, and Addie Waldron, and then Kaylee and Whitney Hale. But we also have the kids' karaoke that SVI Media is helping us out with, too. So we should have a full day of events going on, stage events, bring the family down and enjoy the bounce houses. I think we had 4 or 5 bounce houses last year. We've got 12 this year.
Wow.
So we are, what we want is for the whole family to be able to come down, find something to do. And I don't want to leave anything else out. So I'm sorry I'm rambling here, but I want to make sure we get everything in. We've got the cornhole tournament at 3:30. We've got youth competition and adult competition, over $2,000 worth of prizes to give out. The Heritage Corner. So it's Starview Park from 12 to 6. The Wagons and Tails group is going to have kind of a live reenactment of our Pioneer heritage. There'll be Pioneer games and different activities going on in Starview Park. And then finally, we've partnered up with the Star Valley Arts Council and are proud to help present Willy Wonka Jr. And I believe those showings are at 2 and 6 on Saturday.
Absolutely. So that's a full schedule. That's a complete day and all kinds of great stuff. And you went through the whole list well, and I just encourage people, they can find that in the newspaper this week. It's on the events page of SVI. The Afton's social media pages, mm-hmm. of course, is another source to find all that. Just some of these events that I guess, first to clarify, with exception of the Wagons and Tails, everything's downtown, right?
Yeah.
It's all downtown. Everything you said is downtown.
Yeah, everything should be between 4th and 5th under the arch. The 3-on-3 tournament will be on 5th on the way to Starview Park, so it's hopefully kind of really all connected. The pancake breakfast will be in front of Advantage Credit Union right there. That's where the cornhole tournament will be. The stage, assuming we can make power and everything work, we'll sit right at the base of the arch and will be a pretty neat backdrop, I think. Carrie's race will start and finish right under the Elkhorn Arch, which I think is a pretty cool touch.
Let's talk about the race, actually, Kari, and what's happening with this Freedom Festival 5K. There's a lot going on here because I know it's a benefit for a group of people. So tell us how this idea came about, why you decided to take on this.
Right. Well, I wanted to bring a 5K event to the community. I feel that there's a void for that. We have the Star Valley Half Marathon and El Bac Euro Loco, and thought something like this race would really be something that would benefit people and have a lot of interest in. And as a runner, it seems like there's just not a lot of that in the community right now. And also, I'm an amputee, blown knee amputee for about a year and a half from a surgery complication. And Amputee Blade Runners is an organization that provided me my running blade. What a lot of people don't know is that a running prosthetic can cost several thousands of dollars, and insurance deems them as not medically necessary, so they won't provide them. So this organization provides them for adults and children, and it's especially beneficial for children because if you think kids, part of everything they do is running. You know, they play, they run, they do sports. So it really is essential for them. So this organization provides a great outreach to provide that to amputees. So that's part of the goal of the race. And then the other goal was just to do kind of to tie in with the same benefit of the Freedom Festival is benefiting the community and highlighting local businesses. And we've been able to get a lot of local businesses on board, providing everything from financial support to a lot of really great donations of product and gift certificates for a raffle. So everyone who is participates in the race will be entered in that raffle after the race. And so we have everything from like gift certificates for dads, products from Hoka Running. We have Rustic Rose, Allure Salon, Blissful Bear, Star Valley Mercantile, Salt River Soapworks, Dad's Steakhouse, Gray's, Coffee Cow, Hoka, Tifosi, just to name a few of the supporters we have.
Very cool. So how do people get involved? Is there a day of registration, advanced registration?
There is. The race will start at 7 a.m., as Brandon said. It'll start underneath the arch. We will have a registration table set up starting at 5:30, so they can show up day of and register. They can also come to Wild Wyoming Friday between 12 and 5, and we'll have a late registration there. Or they can go to runstarvalley.com and register online.
Very good. Now, what about those that I'm a lot different from you. I'm no runner. But people, is there a shorter race for kids? Can you walk this thing? How does that work?
We don't have a kids race this year. Hopefully, since it's a first year event, I'm trying to keep it minimal with just the 5K. Next year, I would like to add a 10K and a kids race. However, you're welcome to walk. You're welcome to bring your dog and walk, your stroller to walk, your miniature horse to walk. So yeah, definitely. If you're not a runner, you can still come out and participate in that way.
Excellent. So that's going to be as part of the Freedom Festival. Race begins under the arch at 7 a.m. start time, correct?
Correct.
So be there maybe a few minutes early.
Please be there a few minutes early, especially if you're going to be registering last minute.
Absolutely. Yep. Anything. This is great. Of course, all the proceeds, as you mentioned, go towards this great great amputee group.
Yeah. Yes, all proceeds from the race go to support the Amputee Blade Runners. And then also, if it's an organization that you feel it's something you'd like to support, there's also a separate donation link on the website so you can donate directly to Amputee Blade Runners, even if you can't participate.
That's Kari Bradley and organizing the 5K event happening Saturday morning under the arch in Afton as part of the Afton Freedom Festival. Brandon, anything else we missed in regards to the Freedom Festival?
The last thing I wanted to mention, I know that Star Valley Power Sports is raffling off a 50cc dirt bike. And Rustic Rose is donating a sauna session, and Swift Creek Trading is donating three different $50 gift cards. So the details on that will still be kind of coming out, and come downtown and learn more about it. I think if you come in the store, basically if you visit any of those stores, they'll give you a raffle ticket, but you do have to be present to win. So we encourage you to stick around, hang out all day. The restaurants downtown are participating as well. Some will have some condensed menus, some grab and go stuff to make it easier. Bring the whole family down and enjoy a good time at the Afton Freedom Festival.
The whole day. And by the way, Cammie couldn't be here today, but there's a lot of people involved, but every big production like this needs someone to spearhead it, and that's Cammie Hell. She's done a great job.
Yeah, absolutely, Cam. We couldn't do it without her. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, she's also helping us with our junior rodeo, which will be the following Friday. So get your kids signed up for that. The exciting thing about that, too, is that that we now have automatic qualifiers for the NFR Junior NFR in Vegas. So if you've got kids that are interested in qualifying for nationals, you can do it at the Afton Junior Rodeo.
Perfect. That's the Afton Freedom Festival happening this Saturday in Afton. It's all part of the weekday wake up. Brandon, while I have you in studio, one of the many other things you do is you're on the Lincoln County Fair Board. That's coming up in, 6 weeks from now for the Lincoln County Fair?
Quickly approaching.
Approaching. One of the things you do on the Fair Board is oversee the vendors.
Yeah.
So spots still open? You still looking for vendors this year?
Well, so I'm sure there's a few vendors listening right now that say, Brandon, we're still trying to figure out if we've been accepted or not. We received over 90 applicants this year for vendor spots. So two or three years ago, there was about 25. Last year, we basically doubled to 50, and we've got 90 applicants. Now, we're not going to be able to make all 90 of those work, and so right now, I'm sifting through, trying to make sure we can find as much room for everyone while making sure, you know, we have those fan favorites. And so the vast majority of those who were here last year are coming back again this year, so we're excited to have those fan favorites. But we're also excited to add a few new faces, and our focus this year has been to add a little more shopping, some things for the parents to do while their kids are, you know, chasing carnival rides and running around the fairgrounds, is to have a little bit more merchandise and at least some eye shopping, if not or window shopping, if not some purchases of some unique vendors and things. So we're excited, but yeah, we expect to see a lot of vendors at the fair this year because the demand has been high.
Excellent. So. Okay. Looking forward to it. Again, in studio this morning, Brandon Taylor and also Kari Bagley, the Afton Freedom Festival happening this Saturday. Weekday Wake Up, SBI Radio.